It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Members of the Fort Worth Symphony have been without a contract for more than a year. Negotiations with management have been contentious. Now, as KERA's Bill Zeebel reports, the two sides have agreed to federal mediation.
Mediation means a mutual third party will help the two sides reach a contract agreement. But any deal is non-binding, so either side could reject a mediated negotiation. For months, both sides have been feuding. Musicians even held public demonstrations at a concert and in Sundance Square. Meanwhile, the concert season continued. Management said it had to cut musician pay, even though orchestra members took cuts in their last contract. Fort Worth Symphony President Amy Atkins said cuts are still on the table because the orchestra faces as much as an $800,000 deficit.
Well, it's a very difficult thing for us to ask them to do. It's certainly a sacrifice. We are not asking them to shoulder the entire financial problem of the symphony. We are asking them to take a proportionate share.
Musicians have argued that with a growing Fort Worth economy and population, money should be out there for raises, not more cuts. Orchestra member Ed Jones, however, said neither side could really move past that point. He said musicians now want a mediator's help to find common ground.
In our last proposal, we offered a opportunity for some time for them to find a way to look for additional sources of funding.
Atkins says her management team is doing that, but warns that all Fort Worth nonprofits are competing with each other for a piece of what's becoming the city's shrinking philanthropy pie. Bill Zeebel, KERA News.
Zebra mussels are showing up in Tarrant County. Officials say the razor-sharp shells have appeared in the waters of Lake Worth and Eagle Mount Lake. Flooding last year may have helped push the infestation down the West Fork of the Trinity River. Recreational boaters will play the biggest role in slowing the spread of the invasive species. That's according to UT Arlington zoologist Robert McMahon. Here's his advice for boaters going out on the water this holiday weekend.
They have to clean, drain, and dry their boats, and the big one is draining. They should make sure that they're not carrying any water in those boats from one place and bringing it to another.
Zebra mussels spread fast. Since they were first spotted in Texas 7 years ago, six lakes are now fully infested, and zebra mussels have been found in half a dozen others. McMahon says that comes at a cost.
It hurts communities. Boaters may not want to boat in a lake that has zebra mussels in it. It can hurt the environment for fishing. The shells are sharp as can be. You can no longer walk in your bare feet on beaches. And it can raise the cost of your water.
McMahon says cities across the country have had to build new water infrastructure to replace pipes clogged by zebra mussels. Canadian real estate developer Jack Matthews relocated his business to North Texas in the late 1980s. With projects from Calgary to Dubai, Matthews Southwest is best known locally for Dallas's Southside development. The once avoided area is now in high demand. People told him he was crazy for buying it, but Matthews told KERA's Lee Cullum he saw an opportunity.
Looking around saying, you know, just look at this downtown view, it's incredible. And was really amazed that you could buy that type of property that close to a major downtown area for those numbers. The buildings were basically boarded up. The first two stories were actually bricked in. And then getting inside the buildings, absolutely gorgeous buildings. We then started bringing the artists and helping us bring some soul back into it and to get to where we are now.
Matthews is also planning to transform the old Dallas High School built in 1908. His company is transforming the school into office and retail space.
It's already coming back to life. It's started, but first we had to clean it out, and then we had to go through and environmentally make sure it was in good shape. And then we have to find tenants, which we're doing right now, and the trick is to fill it up and bring it back to its really bring back to its former glory, I'll call it.
You can catch the full conversation on the KERA series CEO, which airs tonight at 7:30 on KERA-TV. Lily Cabot-2-Weiss has worked in the Dallas Arts District for years, retiring as a dance teacher and artistic director from Booker T. Washington School for the Arts. Now, she's looking at the neighborhood through a new lens as the new executive director of the Arts District. Weiss is knee-deep in updating the plan for development of the district. That means rethinking everything from traffic patterns to how many trees line the sidewalks. While the new plan won't be public until the end of the year, Weiss talked with Art and Seek's Ann Bothwell about the next steps for the cultural district.
Lily Cabot-2-Weiss, welcome to the KERA Newsroom.
Thank you, Ann.
5 years from now, what would you like the Dallas Arts District to look like?
Well, what I would hope is to not feel like you have to come to the Arts District only when you have a ticket or only when there's a special exhibit. And I think my quest is to make sure that everyone in the city of Dallas and outside the city of Dallas knows how much free programming and how many free events are available.
What would you say your top priorities are in your new job?
Okay, well, that was pretty easy because I was told by the board there were two things that I needed to right off the bat make certain were going. One, the NBBJ contract that was signed in December, and to get that moving and to get us on our way. I feel like we're well on our way.
NBBJ is the firm that the Arts District hired to help revise its strategic plan.
That is correct. And I was also challenged with the task of trying to get some of this, trying to get a little piece of Dallas Bond.
And how does that look?
Well, the city has a lot of major repairs to do. And it does sound like a lot of the bond has to go to repair, and it should. At the same time, there are special projects, and certainly we have a couple of buildings in our own district that have major building repairs that need to be done.
Such as the Meyerson?
The Meyerson and the Dallas Museum of Art. And truly, those are the two that came into the district first. So none of what we do is competing with any of the repairs. We weren't taking on institutions, individual buildings. We were taking on what the future of the Arts District could be.
The Arts District is redeveloping its strategic plan at the same time that the Office of Cultural Affairs is about to embark on redoing its plan. Are you collaborating at all?
Yes, the benefit of working in this Arts District is all of the players truly are collaborating. We have a seat on a board, the Arts District does, and so does the Office of Cultural Affairs. And I just attended a board meeting with the Texans for the Arts in Houston, happened to be held in Houston, but I went there with Jennifer Scripps. So
the new head of the OCA.
So we were just brainstorming all the way there and all the way back. So I think the fact that we're all moving forward in a strategic plan or a community development plan that can work for us. Again, if we're going to have it long term, and if we're going to represent, in her case, the city of Dallas, and in my case, all of the city of Dallas, and particularly the mixed use in the Dallas Arts District, we have to build consensus.
Lily Cabatu-Weiss, thank you so much for coming by.
Absolutely. Thank you, Anne.
And finally tonight, a look ahead to some notable Independence Day celebrations lighting up North Texas this holiday weekend. Parade enthusiasts can get their fix as early as tomorrow. Saxy's Red, White, and Blue Blast starts at 6 p.m. tomorrow and caps off with a fireworks show. Addison's famous Kaboom Town sizzles onto the scene Sunday. Starting at 4 p.m., 500,000 visitors are expected to push into Addison Circle Park. The mega party ends with a 30-minute firework display. And on July 4th, Irving's Independence Day celebration starts with the parade and party in the Heritage District. Head to Lake Carillon at 6 for evening activities and fireworks. And to learn about dozens of other North Texas celebrations, visit artandseek.org for a full roundup. Mostly clear skies expected this evening. Should be a low around 77. Tomorrow, sunny with a high around 97. And tomorrow night, mostly clear, low around 78. It's currently 95 degrees in Dallas, 96 in Fort Worth, 94 in Tyler, and 97 in Wichita Falls. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.